The federal government's Asian Carp director told the Great Lakes Week conference in Milwaukee that wildlife officials are doing more than trying to keep the big carp from entering the Great Lakes through rivers. John Goss says the Illinois DNR has also been trying to get human-placed carp out of ponds and smaller lakes that don't connect to Lake Michigan. Goss says about a month ago near Chicago, a 53-inch long, 82-pounder was hauled in.
From Flatfoot Lake, right on the state line, Illinois and Indiana state line, and literally right across a railroad track from Lake Calumet. Looks like probably humans brought it there.
Lake Calumet does connect to Lake Michigan. Smaller incidents like that come ahead of a major debate expected early next year over a federal report looking at long-term carp control options. Andy Buxbaum of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition continues to push for a permanent physical separation of the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins near Chicago.
We want to see what the report says, of course, but we want to make sure that every avenue the carp might use to get to Lake Michigan is shut down, and shut down in a way that's, you know, that's guaranteed, if you will, maximum possible. And other than physical separation, you know, you're still dealing with risk scenarios.
Buxbaum says he hopes Great Lakes officials borrow some energy and ideas from those trying to halt the march of the carp up the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.